This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe.
Dust clings to her like makeup that's applied by calloused hands. She's been riding high in the saddle, working cows that wear her brand. Not afraid to be a lady, but she'd outwork any man. Every scar is a mark of glory. One look at her, you know life's been rough. Her green eyes, they tell a story.
Thursday morning from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Gary Holt. And joining me in Santa Cruz, California is our co-host, Bobby Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary. You got your coffee?
I've got my coffee and I've got my thermos so that we don't run out during this great show today. Hey, it is a beautiful day in Music City, Tennessee. Temperatures will be in the 70s today. And the most happening city in the country is Nashville, Tennessee right now, because CMA Music Fest is underway today, and the Nashville Predators are playing for the Stanley Cup. And there is so much excitement in Nashville, you just would not believe it with all the music. And would you imagine that Nashville is a big hockey town?
No, I had no idea until the weekend events unfurled last weekend. Really did not know.
Yeah, it's absolutely going crazy over the Predators. And we're so proud of these guys. They're going to bring home the Stanley Cup. They expect over 100,000 people in town tonight. And the crowds will probably get larger as we go through to Saturday. But Predators are playing in Pittsburgh tonight, and then they bring it to Nashville on Saturday night, and the Stanley Cup will be in the city, and we hope that they are crowned the champions for the Stanley Cup this year. But a lot of music going on, so many different music stages, and it's a happening place. But it's happening here today on the Campfire Cafe. Who is our guest today?
We are going to be chatting with Mark Munzert today.
We're excited to have Mark with us. And Mark and I have been friends through social media for some time, but I actually got to meet Mark this last weekend at Rendezvous 2017, the benefit that we do every year. And this year was at Loretta Lynn's Ranch. So we got to meet Mark, and you are going to have so much fun meeting him on the show today. And he's going to share some cowboy poetry with us. But we want to acknowledge our sponsor, and Equestrian Legacy Radio is made possible by the support of Legacy Benefit Group for over 30 years, helping people create and protect and preserve a legacy. So when we come back, we're going to be visiting with Mr. Mark Munzert. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
Singing high, oh lad, don't you make him mad. He's the devil's great-grandson, and he's doing his best to tame the West till the day that he's done. Where the greasewood bats were Stetson hats and the bad men all run free. Where they sold the jail at a bargain sale, that's the land for me. Where the desert ants wear buckskin pants and help to rule the land. With the bats and the ants and the buckskin pants, I'll rule with an iron hand. Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. And his eyes were fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this neck till his blood began to boil. And then I hit the grounds and ate 3 pounds of good old Texas soil. Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. His neck for the jolt he gave my pride. So I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his tail where his head should be. So I says his eye, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me. Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-o, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. Chance to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, I sold that nag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants on Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits, old Jim will not be there. Singing hi-ho, whoop-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. Singing hi-ho, whoop-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. Sons of the Western Soul.
Welcome back to Campfire Cafe. That was Mickey Daniel singing Skyball Paint. Today's guest, Mark Munzert, is a featured columnist and contributor to many equine publications and performs his original poetry regularly to bring cowboy culture wherever he goes. When describing his life, he writes, "I've brought horses and cows into this world and I've taken a couple out. I've witnessed grand sunrises and slept under the stars. I've done chores, built fence, chased cows, and enjoyed the company of fine animals and folks. I've had more than my fair share of wrecks, but count successes as equally learning lessons. I'm moved deeply by the land, animals, and ethos of the cowboy lifestyle, and I intend to hand it on for the benefit of those that don't have the opportunity to experience. It is these life experiences that find their way into his unique poetry. He writes rhyme and meters out appreciation of cowboy mishaps, blessings, sorrows, and laughter. please welcome to Campfire Cafe a day working cowboy whose dreams are of horseback days and evening campfires, Mark Munzert. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Bobby. That's quite an introduction. Thank you. Appreciate that.
We're so happy to have you with us today.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Good.
Gary's got his coffee with him. I was listening. So you got your coffee, and, you know, I start my day with coffee, and I have a little poem to go with coffee just about near every day. And I think I probably recite this one every day, whether I'm walking into some place or just greeting someone with a cup of coffee. And
let's hear that.
I got to think of that one now that I said that, don't I? Oh my gosh, I must be nervous.
No, not at all. You want us to give you a second to think about that one?
Oh, I think I might better.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come back and do the coffee poem in just a minute. But I'm curious. How did you get involved in the cowboy lifestyle, and when did the cowboy poetry start for you?
Well, I got involved in the cowboy lifestyle primarily day working, when I couldn't find, quote, a real job, end quote, and did a lot of different things, whether it was, you know, taking care of somebody's cows or horses. Always had a passion for horses and horsemanship, and had some time in Arizona as a youth. My dad lived out there for all his life, and every visit resulted in, you know, being near horses and cow folk, and I think it just was latent in me for a very long time. I grew up wanting to be a firefighter, you know, from when my early youth. My granddads were both involved with horses, one in the racing world and the other was a dairyman. And one of my first memories as a kid was him driving a team of Percherons to the country we lived in out of the city during a massive storm, which, you know, brought everybody to a halt for about 6 days. And he delivered milk products that way. And just that spirit of cowboy lifestyle, of ranchers that will pitch in and help one another, whether it's a flood or a fire or famine or you name it, they're there first and foremost. And he had that kind of spirit. So I think it was instilled.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, Mark?
I was born in Buffalo, New York, believe it or not, and both my grandfathers were there, and we moved to Arizona, I think, about the time I was five. My folks split at the time, but I managed to get back and forth quite a bit, and I always say that the, you know, cowboy is a state of heart and mind, many in every state you'll find, so keep open your heart and spread your soul, ride for the sake of the cowboy foal. I don't think I was ever without a pair of boots and a cowboy hat, and always that want and desire to be in an area where there was no sound of cars or phones or, frankly, people, and always had that admiration for the whinny of a horse and the bawl of a cow and, you know, the coyote howling at night. So it sounds a little romantic, but I also enjoyed the hard work that goes along with that. You know, there's something great about a man or woman that has that salt in their vein, and the salt or the sweat on their brow from that kind of work.
Yeah,
I'll always stay close to it.
Well, when did the cowboy poetry start for you?
You know, Gary, I went through a divorce and I was a little depressed, and I wrote one night in a journal. They tell you, oh, you should write down your feelings. So having a feeling or two once in a while, I wrote it down, and it came out as a poem. And at the time, I was writing a newsletter for a log home company that I was working for at the time, a dealer's newsletter, and I started doing some rhyming. And then that grew into some poems, and I was talking to a friend of mine one day about the treatment of rodeo stock and coming back as a bronco in the rodeo, and I think that was the first real cowboy poem I ever attempted, and lo and behold, it was published and has been published and used in a few hundred different publications over the last few years. And I really didn't start writing anything till about 2010. And sometimes it's I sit down and write. Other times I'm just moved to relate an experience. And more often it's the latter than the former.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're a great poet, and we were privileged to have Mark come join us at Loretta Lynn's Ranch last week down in Hurricane Mills for Rendezvous 2017. And we had a great group of performers that were with us. And so we're going to kind of emulate what happened during Rendezvous last week, because we had a little music and then we'd have Mark do some poetry. And we're going to listen to a song right now from one of the performers that joined us, a good friend of ours, Mr. Dale Shields. When we're going to take a listen to Walking in the Shadows from his CD Wanted. And then Mark is going to come back and he can either do the cowboy coffee poem for us or another one of his selections. But you're listening to the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio. We're talking with our special guest today, Mr. Mark Munzert, and we'll be right back after Walking in the Shadows.
There was a time I held my head up high, walked down the street, stare you in the eye. I dressed in black, held a Bible by my side. Now I hang my head, my shame I long to hide. A circuit man, I travel far and wide to preach the word of a kingdom fair and bright. Help many a cowboy change his path from wrong to right, till the devil's horse caught up to me one night. Now a branded man is all you're ever gonna see, for the devil stole the heart and soul right out of me. I walk in darkness, the light I long to see. I'm walking in the shadows of the man I used to be. Dress in black, hide the Bible by my side. The folks who knew me hang their head and sigh. I cry and cry, my shame I cannot hide. I just can't run, no matter how far I ride. Now a branded man, all you're ever gonna see. For the devil sold the heart and soul right out of me. I walk in darkness, the light I long to see. I'm walking in the shadows of the man I used to be. I'm walking in the shadows of the man I used to be.
Mr. Dale Shields, Walking in the Shadows.
Very impressive.
We're talking with Mark Munzert, and Bobby Bell is with us today out in Santa Clarita. I didn't ask how your weather is out there, Bobby. I was bragging on ours.
Well, a lot like yours, about 20 degrees hotter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're already in the 90s.
How is it in New York,
77 Mark? And sunny. 77 and sunny today. A few clouds moving through.
All right. So the weather forecast from both coasts and here in the heartland. So anyway.
There you go.
Yeah. What about that coffee point?
Oh, sure. I have my coffee every day, and it's just simply called coffee. I woke up fast this morning. I was running kind of late, tied my shoelace in a knot, and I caught it in the gate. I was falling, aiming for the hay. My go-cup decided to go the other way. I missed the hay. I hit the rail. My go-cup ended upright, floating in a pail. I tumbled like a weed, landing in a heap. You stay out too late, that's what you reap. I figure full of coffee, I got a better chance of keeping my feet doing the barnyard dance. Real simple.
That's great. That's for sure.
We have coffee and Bobby has lattes. That's what they do in California.
Oh, lattes.
Mark, gosh. I know this was the first year that you went to Rendezvous. Can you tell us a little bit about what that experience was like for you and maybe one or two highlights?
Oh, wow. That's easy. The highlights for me were the people. I met so many wonderful people from our vendors, the audience, the performers, and the performers really made up the highlight for me. And we had a poem that I did with Mickey and Leah. I think we first did it Thursday night, and then Friday night everybody joined in. The poem itself is a little bit on the sad side, and it's about a funeral of a cowboy. But having Mickey and Leah Sawyer and Del Shields, Mike and Doris Merritt, Eli Barcy, John Cunningham, and Stephanie Lane all do harmony to Amazing Grace to lead into the poem and take out of the poem was certainly the highlight for me. It was a great time and very heady. Very heady. Really enjoyed that one. Good people.
Well,
it was the good people that was the real highlight for me.
Yeah. To all of us that were not there, that helps frame it for us. I can imagine all their voices. That's an amazing group of people. How wonderful.
Oh, it was great. I had never done it with a fiddle before, you know, in the mix, and to have more than one person singing, it was just very moving. You know, I had a lot of people stop me after that performance and ask about, you know, the nature of the poem and how it all came to about that we all did it together, and it was very impromptu. I the first night I said to Mickey, I said, "You know Amazing Grace?" She goes, "Of course I know Amazing Grace." I said, "Why don't you do the you know, the first part of it, and I'll do a poem, and you take us out in the second part." And she said, "Okay." And then we added Leah the next night, and everybody else on Saturday. Great, really enjoyed it. Good time.
It was pretty cool, Bobby, because we had individual sets for all the performers. On Friday and Saturday. Thursday night, it was just a big jam. The folks that were there just took the stage, and it was very informal. And golly Moses, it was just pretty stinking awesome what was coming out. All these folks, that no rehearsals, you know, they just got up, they picked some music, and people were jumping in and harmonizing and playing. It was, to me, that was one of the highlights of the event, was to see these guys up and what talented musicians they are. And, of course, Mark's poetry was absolutely a highlight for everybody as well. And we'll talk about your mother from another brother a little bit later in the show. But get ready to do another poem when we come back. This is another one of the great performers that was there. And, you know, they would do a set, and then Mark would come in and do poetry as we were changing artists between sets. And that was just absolutely perfect. So we'll kind of pretend like we're there sitting in Loretta Lynn's big theater with people gathered around and the spotlights on folks. And this is Eli Barcy along with John Cunningham, and it's her song, Big Hat, No Cattle.
Right, I'll go ahead and do Round Pen Pride. This is one I didn't have a chance to do at the Rendezvous 2017, but anybody who's had horses likely knows what a round pen is and what it's for, and this little experience I had in one just a few years back. Saddle on, cinches tight, groundwork done, hurt near right, 16 hands, sorrel steed, needs to work, not just feed, out to mount the well-bred beast, break for cows the very least. Ease on up, leg across, head dips low, and then a toss. Rear and back, bolt to lope, I'm afraid, prayer, not hope. Off the saddle, grabbing mane, scooching back, hard left rein. He spins left, I lurch right, hand in hair, hanging tight.
broke my grip, found his feet, slammed me hard into the seat. The bronc rears up. I see my toes coming down his skull. My nose clocked me good, dizzy me, blood and eyes couldn't see. Round the pen like a top, knew we weren't about to stop. Pulled him back, trying to stop, gave a buck and then a hop. Off he run, digging ruts, him or me, which is nuts. Noon behind, sunset's low, the sweaty steed begins to blow. Now we're easy, trot to walk, boys on rail are full of talk. Crazy old man, I heard one say, sure enough, earned his pay. Leg on over, slide to dirt, laugh and smile to mask the hurt. Not as young as I used to be, pride hides pain from them boys to see. Not something again, I'll soon do. Game, but old, leaves black and blue.
That's great.
That's a true story.
Oh, gosh.
People, so, Mark, tell us a little tell us a little bit about where you call home and the area maybe that you first met horses in.
Oh, the first area I met horses in was Arizona. Well, beyond my grandfather's introduction to the hooves of Percherons and racehorses, the first time I ever rode, and I'll get to that poem today. How's that?
All right.
That was in Arizona. And I live at the foothills of the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York. And I'm careful to say upstate, even though most people, when you say New York, they just assume you're from the big city. We're a good 5 hours plus from New York City. And boy, do I hate to go to any city, let alone New York. And I have two sons that live there. But I live in a very mountainous area where the trees are so dense that the hunting isn't good, that the elevations go from 1,700 to 3,600 above sea level. We're about 2 hours south of the 1980 Olympic site in Lake Placid, New York. And
oh, wow.
It's just gorgeous country, not unlike some of what we saw in Tennessee, Gary, with the rolling hills, but there's some sheer cliffs and granite and all kinds of different rock formations, but lots of rivers, lots of lakes. It's really beautiful, and truly the only problems with New York are the problems of most big cities, and that's taxes and politics.
Well, and a lot
maybe
of people,
politicians.
Or politicians. A lot of people just don't realize they think about New York and they think about New York City, but New York itself is a pretty agricultural state, isn't it?
Beyond the financial district of Wall Street, the second largest income producer in New York State is hay.
Mm.
So they ship a lot of hay everywhere. I mean, I work in a capacity to sell wholesale shavings nowadays, and I'm often with many brokers, and the hay sales go as far as Colorado and Florida, and I know some even gone to Texas, although you see more alfalfa out there. But it's a lot of agriculture, a lot of dairy, a lot more beef production in the last 10 years. I just did a gig with the New York State Beef Producers Association back in November that was really an eye-opener to the industry for me.
Yeah, and you've got a cowboy and rodeo lifestyle that takes place up through there. Tell us a little bit about that. People just don't think about these things in New York.
Nope, the Frontier Circuit is here. There's a number of rodeos that go Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and in the Adirondack Mountains in particular, and they attract crowds that would leave many people aghast because they're a lot of those people are tourists visiting the Lake George, New York region, and they'll get 3,000 people on a Friday night and 3,500 on a Saturday night in the audience, and you'll see, you know, upwards of 200 competitors. The Painted Pony Championship Rodeo, I do a lot with them, and the Double M Rodeo in Malta, New York, and just across the border in Vermont is the Pond Hill Rodeo. And these, you'll see competitors from the Carolinas and from Texas and from Arizona and Colorado. It's amazing to see the plates that come in and out of the parking lots.
So yeah, there's some good rodeo and great stock. The Painted Pony Championship Rodeo produces stock that's been at the NFR, I think, the last 11 years in bulls and bucking horses.
Yeah. Well, people just don't relate those things with New York, but the cowboy lifestyle is all across the country. And, you know, when you think about Florida, you think about the beaches, but they've got a big cattle industry and horse industry in Florida as well. So this cowboy lifestyle, it spreads from coast to coast and is everywhere. And, Mark certainly exemplifies that, being a resident of New York. So, anyway, just a neat, neat guy. And, we're going to get in some more music. We're going to get in some more poetry and some other good friends that were with us during Rendezvous 2017 were Mike and Doris Merritt. And Mike is a real deal cowboy. He now is a minister, and he and Doris conduct cowboy church services. But this is a great song from Mike, and it is from their CD Detours. This is called The Cowboy Song. When we come back, we'll talk more with the New York cowboy, Mr. Mark Munzer.
Pushing horns weren't easy like the movies said it was. I don't recall dance hall girls, hotel rooms with rugs. We worked hard and tired and nasty and rode our ponies' head too low. All those nights we couldn't sleep, cause it was just too cold, and we sang Strawberry Roan. Like the night we crossed the river and the rain began to fall. The water rising so dang fast we feared it would drown us all. We lost a lot of steers that day and four or five good mounts. But when all the boys rode into camp, we knew that's what counts. We sang Yippee-ti-yi-yay and Amazing Grace. Cause a cowboy's got his reasons and a cowboy's got a song. A cowboy's got a way of life and it's almost gone. Riding the straightest line he can between right and wrong. Like the night that broke behind us took us by surprise. I whistled out to Bonner, I seen the terror in his eyes. He rode that horse for all he could, and I knowed he'd done his best. He crossed over Jordan, riding Gunny to his death. And we sang, bringing in the sheaves and the rugged cross. Cowboy, he's not ragged by his choice. He never meant to bow them legs and put that gravel in his voice. He's just chasing what he really loves and what's burning in his soul. Wishing to God that he'd been born about 100 years ago, still singing Strawberry Roan and Little Joe. Cause a cowboy's got his reasons and a cowboy's got his song. A cowboy's got a way of life and it's almost gone. Riding the straightest line he can between right and wrong. You know, there's more to being a cowboy than just wearing boots and a hat. It's more about being a part of the things that God has created. Like sitting on the back of a good horse, watching the sun rise in the mornings, and seeing a newborn calf getting up for the first time and stretching his legs. Just knowing your family is growing up in the Lord's pasture. Just loving and enjoying all the things that he has created for us and what he did for us. I thank you, Lord, for choosing me and letting me live the cowboy life.
Cause a cowboy's got his reasons and a cowboy's got a song. Cowboy's got a way of life and it's almost gone. Riding the straightest line he can between right and wrong. Riding the straightest line he can between right and wrong.
Mike Merritt, the Cowboy Song, and Mike and Doris were such a big hit and such great folks to have at Rendezvous 2017. Mark, you met a brother from another mother while you were at Rendezvous.
I sure did. We hit it off real well. I never collected on the massage we bid on, though, Gary. You might want to fill us in on that.
Oh, that was
we
so funny.
We set up pretty good on that.
We did. Fred Wool, who's the past chairman of the Bureau of Land Management's Wild Horse and Burro Advisory Board, also does shows for 7 weeks a year at Silver Dollar City in Branson. And Fred was kind enough to bring his Mustangs with him, brought three, and he did demonstrations with those Mustangs a couple of shows on Saturday morning. And Fred's a great guy. I mean, he's a great poet and great storyteller. And he and Mark just hit it off big time. It was so
yep, great
cool.
Guy.
So cool. Yeah, just a great guy. But we had silent auctions that we did on, what was that, Saturday, I believe it was.
Saturday.
No, Friday night was when this happened. Yeah, we did the auction Saturday. But anyway, I had announced that we had a silent auction that was going on over in the corner and for people to be sure and go by and make their bids. But we were going to do one live auction, and that was for a half an hour massage by Fred Wool. And Fred had no idea that this was going to happen. And so we had already prearranged for some fake bidders, several women, and then Mark. And so Fred knew nothing about this. And so the bids were going on, you know, and Mark's getting the bid on the thing and the women keep bidding on it. And Fred got panicking because Mark was bidding. He finally bid himself, but we finally knocked the bidding off at $500 and Mark won. And Fred's face just, he turned white. He thought, man, I got to give Mark a massage for 30 minutes. But anyway, it was, yep. It was absolutely hilarious. And
of course, him backing his truck into Loretta's telephone pole. That was
right.
A real biggie. He's not going to live that one down anytime soon.
No, I don't know how he did that. Right. And then Mark came up with a whole new poem that he wrote about Fred. Do you have that poem? You want to do that poem for us?
I do not. You know what? I gave it to Fred. I don't even have a copy of it. I know he posted it on Facebook, but he's a riot. Funny guy.
He was
great
so
guy.
Much fun. So much. Fun.
Everybody was great. I mean, there was not one negative in the entire weekend. Not a one.
Oh,
how
the artist
can you say that? I mean, and there wasn't any egos among the performers, which was, to me, really outstanding. I love that.
No,
I've been blessed to be encouraged by so many people in this industry. And, you know, being fairly new to it, it's nice to see that.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Well, have you got another poem?
Sure. Let me do First Ride. We were talking about, Bobby asked me about my first experience with horses, and this is one where I really got to do some real riding, but it was quite a ride. And I just call it First Ride. A horse and a boy on an Arizona hill, and a hanging on test of will. We just crowned the top, and a snake on the trail, raised from a coil and rattling his tail. My horse goes to rearing, and off the trail we bent, brush and tree veering, faster and faster we went, till my knee whacked a tree, nearly turned me around. I knew I shouldn't be, I was upside down. The stirrups was the only thing holding me aboard, and I learned right quick to pray to the Lord. Another veer, and I was back on top. My chest met a branch, and it broke with a pop. I'm slung over the cantle, looking up at the sky. I curl on up. I'm wondering why. 'Cause here comes a limb straight to my nose.
I guess old Thunder didn't hear my whoa boy woes. Just about time I reach for the horn. There's a rock wall. We're airborne. My groin found the saddle. Right hand one rein. My teeth began to rattle. Bloody left digits stuck in his mane. Whoa boy, whoa. We slide to a stop. I couldn't believe it. I'm still on top. Now here comes the posse to see if I'm okay. The first thing they did was check out that bay. Now I'm torn two places requiring stitches. Truth be told, I needed clean britches.
That was absolutely great. That was absolutely great. And then we followed it up with this. This is a duet by Dale Shields and Stephanie Lane. It's one called Somewhere in the Rubies.
If I knew which way to go, I would hold you in my arms again. I'd find the winding road again that leads back to you.
And those ruby mountain storms, they can't keep me. Hold you in my arms if it takes until the end of time. Pray you still wait for me somewhere in the rubies tonight.
Shields, Stephanie Lane, Somewhere in the Rubies. One of the fun things was all of the duets and the different things that popped up during the jam sessions. It was just pretty amazing the way that these people could just get together and pick up a song and go with it. It was pretty awesome. But you got to do some touring. We haven't talked much about the venue for Rendezvous 2017. That's down in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee at Redlands Ranch. And I understand you got a private tour. Tell us about that.
I did. I was in Thursday night a little bit early, and I thought I'll go over and take some pictures. And I knew they were doing tours, but I was late for that. And I met this young lady coming out of the mansion, the Loretta Lynn's mansion. And I said, I asked her about the tours. And she says, well, that's what I do. Well, come on, let me show you around. And she gave me the quick tour. And to say that the mansion and the grounds were elegant is an understatement. And she told me that she had met Loretta a number of times and just couldn't see her living here because she's too down to earth to be living in this kind of a mansion. And, the fixtures, the furnishings were absolutely beautiful. The grounds manicured. And I got to see the replica of Butcher Holler, which was, really quite enlightening as to the life she led when she was younger, before she ever hit stardom. And I went through the Dude Ranch building, and I got to see all the different pastures. I think I counted 62 horses that belonged to the ranch, and they had some longhorns there and a couple Corrientes. So it was just stunning. And from what I understand, the trails were great. The water that ran by the mill was drinkable for sure. I mean, you could see the bottom of the creek bed there, and the rocks were just shining in the sun. It was an absolutely beautiful place. And you know what, Gary? The food wasn't half bad, that's for sure. They did a great job.
That's the first time I've heard anything about the food. Tell us more.
Oh, it was great. They did a great job. You know, we had your wristband, and you just went in and signed in, and you went and filled up your plate, and the sausage gravy biscuit was fantastic for the morning. Of course, I had to try that, and I think every meal I had was very beyond satisfying. It was very good. And we all sat in picnic tables, and there was a lot of conversation along the way, which certainly didn't hurt, but you don't expect you go to a ranch and get great food. I thought it was fantastic.
And no, it's pretty cool.
It was the people that made the difference at that event. A lot of good horse folks too, and a lot of talk about horses and horsemanship, and chores and boots and jeans everywhere. So it was a great time.
It was. Was a lot of fun. I didn't get breakfast one morning. They kind of kept me busy just a little bit. And so I missed the tours, and I missed breakfast every day, because you just have to get the day started with things that need to be done. But people ate well, and I got plenty of food while I was there too. So it was cool to be able to sit around and visit with folks and from different places, people from really all over the country that came in for this event. It was just really a neat thing. But to meet some of the performers that had been guests on the show that I'd never met in person was a pretty cool thing for me too. And everybody in this Western music world are just as real and down to earth as they can be. And one of the young ladies that I had not met until she came for Rendezvous was Miss Mickey Daniel. And this is a great song that we're going to listen to right now. It's called Cold Blue Eyes. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Mark and Bobby on the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
He was young and his face was weathered, guns heavy and range wise. Too young to fear death, yet a strong desire to survive. Ask him no questions, he'll tell you no lies. Such was the story, short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. Blood may run thicker than water, spilt it makes a bigger mess. Comrades like a four-leaf clover, hard to find, lucky to get. Young outlaw rider, western justice in disguise. Such was the story, short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. And the waters ran deep in the river of his soul. Time is out to get him till his heart grows cold. The sun slowly sets on his days of liberty. Those cold blue eyes belong to the boy, Benny McKenzie. Ride hard, shoot straight, and trust but few, the motto by which he lived. Friends grow and so do foes, even the best can slip. Everyone talks of heaven, but no one wants to die. Such is the story and short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. He waltzed with the devil and expected to keep his soul. The lessons learned will be remembered till one grows old. A boy becomes a man first in body, then in mind. Such is the story and short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. The waters ran deep in the rivers of his soul. Time was out to get him till his heart grew cold. And the sun quickly set on his days of liberty. Those cold blue eyes belong to the boy, Benny McKenzie. They say the hero blue eyes ghost whispering in the breeze. They strung him up outside of town in that willow-hanging tree. He'd stolen too many horses and taken too many lives. Such was the story, short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. 1, 2, 3. And the waters ran deep in the river of his soul. Father time was out to get him till his heart grew cold. The sun quickly set on his days of liberty. Those cold blue eyes belong to the boy, Benny McKenzie. Oh, farewell to the young son of a gun, Benny McKenzie, and his cold blue eyes.
That was Mickey Daniel, Cold Blue Eyes. That is such a great song. And you're listening to Campfire Cafe with today's guest with us, Mark Munzert, a wonderful cowboy poet. Mark, I think you earned yourself a little title, as I recall reading. What are you known as?
Well, it's cowboy poet of the Northeast, but I have a lot of people to thank for that. You know, that I'm not sure really who coined it. I think it was a photographer friend of mine in publicizing an event that I did at an art gallery that she was displaying some of her pictures of horses in with other equine artists. It was I think that's where it originated, but it's been picked up quite a bit. So I'll go with it anyway. But there's another great cowboy poet and entertainer up here who's been as much a mentor to me as anybody, and that's Ernie Seitz. And Ernie has been around for a little longer as a performer than I, nearly 30 some odd years, and he's from Idaho originally, and his wife, who's also a fantastic musician, made their home closer to New York City, as she's a pianist for many of the New York City area ballet companies. But Ernie and I share a number of gigs together nowadays, and I've had great influences. My ex-wife Kimmy Hudson was always very supportive. I've had people like Floyd Beard or Jay Snyder, Deanna Dickinson, Tony Argento, Susie Knight, old Jim Cathy out of Texas, Terry Nash, Jeff McKay, Mike Mutu, P.W. Conway, Mr. Baxter Black, who I met at my very first gathering, Rocky Sullivan, Gary Penny, we call him J.C. Penny. Many people that I couldn't possibly list. All those people that have encouraged me, and it's one of the things that I've really enjoyed about the cowboy poetry world and the cowboy music world, is that the egos are really not evident, at least in the ones that I've met and know. You know, we were just listening to Mickey Daniel. There's a woman, and I mean woman now, not a young girl. She's young, but she's capable of doing anything she sets her mind to. And I just was taken aback again. I've met with Mickey many times in the last few years, and just it's not atypical of the kind of performers that we have in this genre. And I feel really blessed to just be a small link in that chain of the poets and musicians that promote passionately the values and the ideals of the cowboy and Western culture. So I just feel, like I said, really blessed.
I think that's been our experience too. My husband and I have co-hosted a concert series since 2009, and we're very involved in one aspect of the Santa Clarita Cowboy Poetry Cowboy Festival, where we run the Buckaroo Bookshop. And we've had the pleasure of just meeting so many musicians and poets over all of these years. My introduction began back at the Autry Museum, and Eli Barcy was one of the first performers, Joni Harms, another that I met. And I've just been, you know, I don't know that we'd still be so involved if people weren't so warm and non-ego driven. We've just been blessed. Every single person that we've worked with has been just a pleasure. I mean, just no ego. There's just no ego. It's just all about, you know, supporting each other and supporting the genre and wanting and being so delighted to get it to the audience, whether there's 10 people in the audience or there's thousands. And that's another thing that so impresses me. Even when I was at the museum, we would have times with a major performer coming in, and it just might be a small house, and they would just treat that as though, you know, it was a 6,000 person stadium. So I've been just incredibly impressed with the professionalism and the dedication and the talent of so many now over the years.
Yeah. It's great folks.
Yeah.
You know, they carry those cowboy and Western culture ideals, and they promote them. And that's, I think I just said that, but yeah, it's something they want to share. It's part of their being, I believe.
Right. Yeah, they walk the talk or talk. Yeah, they walk the talk. I'm very interested in a little bit of the creative process and the creative spirit. Can you tell us a little bit about how you keep track of the ideas that come to you?
Sure. I keep a lot of napkins in the truck. I invariably write things down, you know, so I can remember them or try to remember them, or I draw from experiences I've had in the past or, you know, the present. We just were talking about Fred Wohl and him backing into a telephone pole there at Loretta's, and that I just decided I'll write that down, mostly because I wanted to bust his chops about it, Fred. And you know, those are the just little experiences, and it might be something I heard or saw or more often than not experienced. I had an instance in a barn. I was on a ranch where I did some day work taking care of horses, and you know, all the labor that goes along with it, and it ended up in a poem based on something that I saw in the restroom, believe it or not. So it can be anything. But for me, I can't just sit down and I've written some fiction, but more often than not, it's something that I got to be part of or into than to just sit down and write a story. I do some articles and things like that, but I'm usually interviewing somebody and trying to relate part of their life in doing so. Mm-hmm. But more often than not, it's inspired by experience. So I'll give you an example of that.
Great. How's
all that? Right.
All right, this one is called Earmuffs. Sure, Gear.
No, I was just going to say, as long as it's not whatever influenced you in the restroom, I don't want to hear that one, the earmuffs.
Well, it sort of is, and it's called Earmuffs. Hauling hay out to the paddocks, the mares know it's time for chow. Can't get there fast enough. Ears pinned. They want it now. Next load goes to geldings. First, swallow down the morning brew. Movement paired with coffee can have effect on you. Through the sliding doors, after scraping crap off kickers, down the center aisle, past glancing eyes and knickers, adjacent to the wash stall, there's a place that you can go, a place to
close the door, drop your trowel, and, well, let her flow. I flip the switch, I bolt the door, my buckle clanks the floor. I glance up at these hooks, they're hanging on the wall, and glory be, what I see nearly makes me fall. Two harnesses of difference, both to hold back things, one pink and lighter than the other, and on a hook it swings. Outside the door a knock. She says, I left my tack. Well, give me just a second, doll, and you can have it back. Just to clue you in, it's one of them cross-your-heart padded things, a double-barreled slingshot from which rocks you fling, and over-the-shoulder holder, a lady's torso molder. Well, I finish up my business, commence to wash my hands there in the sink. I think I'll have some fun with this. It's just the way I think. You talking about this harness hanging on the hook? Wait, there's something else in here. Let me have a look. Not to leave you hanging. Are your girls running loose? Not sure about this pink thing. Mike could be a noose. Well, I get to really going after ciphering the voice's source. I swings the door wide open. Here's those earmuffs for your horse.
gosh,
if I did my job, you know what was hanging on that hook. So it was a fun day.
Gosh, I can just visualize those pink earmuffs on that horse. But anyway, that was so much fun. You know, one of the things that we did when we started our Saturday shows was a salute to our servicemen and women. And that was kind of a special moment. We had some great music, and Mark did a great poem that John Mitchum had written and did a great job with that. But we started the Saturday shows with a salute to our servicemen and women. But we ended the event with a service honoring our Lord. And that was kind of a special period of time, too. And it was so cool because so many of the trail riders that had come in for this week's event at Loretta Lynn's Ranch came and joined us for our Sunday morning worship service. And one of the special treats was to hear Doris Merritt. And let's share one of her beautiful songs from the CD Detours and come back and talk more with Mark and with Bobby around the Campfire Cafe.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the dark night, His light will shine. God is good. He's so good all the time.
God is good all the time. He put a song. So unworthy, still for us. they will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. He's so good all the time.
Doris Merritt, God is Good, from the CD Detours, and we're talking with Mark Munzer, who has blessed us by being our special guest today for the Campfire Cafe. And Mark, it was so great to meet you during Rendezvous, and another good friend I can count you as, and we made so many friends during this event this year.
Likewise, Gary, good to meet you. Great people, wonderful time, and I'm hoping that you're going to get your second wind and get back on that horse again. I'll be there.
All righty. Well, we look forward to that. But I know folks are going to want to be able to get in touch with you and invite you to some of their events. How is the best way to do that?
I can be reached by phone, of course, 315-480-7586. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Mark Munzert or Cowpokes Corral on Facebook, which is my entertainment page, I guess you might say. I also run a Facebook page called Cowboy Poetry, ironically, and that gives people an opportunity to try their own hand at cowboy poetry, and we have a lot of really good poets, both amateur and professional, that visit the site quite regularly. I am part of the Western Music Association Western Wordsmiths Board of Directors, and we also have a Facebook page, and I'll be glad to help anybody that's interested in keeping this Western culture alive and thriving. So those are my reaches right there. Where you can reach
me. All right. So the easiest way is to reach out to him on Facebook, and because I know people have a hard time remembering numbers, but Mark Munzert on Facebook or any of his Facebook pages that he just mentioned as well. Are you? Do you attend the WMA convention out in Albuquerque?
You know, Gary, that one I have not been to, and unfortunately or fortunately from a business standpoint, it coincides every year with an equine event that I do up in Massachusetts called the Equine Affair. It's a very same weekend, and it's really hard to break away from that because a good percentage of my business and income come from doing shows like that, too. So
yeah.
Unless something changes in the near while, I unfortunately won't be able to attend that one.
All right. Well, the Equine Affair is a great event up there, and a lot of our friends actually take part in that. So anyway, hey, we appreciate you being with us today and look forward to having you back again and seeing you down the road. But how about leaving us today with another great poem?
Well, I'll do one that may not be great, but I'll do one. this is called Mourn Amongst Ramuda. Mourn amongst Ramuda, dew upon the dirt. Check and stock on over, make sure none is hurt. Bright eyes, they are alerted. Some blink, how about me? Some's tuckered from yesterday, I'll just let them be. I love the smell of horseflesh, they jumble and sachet. Drop loop around a neck, and three others come my way. Sun half up and ears pinned back, they're a band of brothers. Not unlike my pards and me, some friendlier than others. We got a day ahead of us. Take an extra pair per drover. Sure don't need none to fuss. It'll be dark before it's over. Pick, bridle, brush, cinch the saddles tight. Canteen, coffee, hardtack, and bedroll for the night. Mounted up, down the trail we go. Trotting pace, extra mounts in tow. Miles lay ahead of us. Our horses get it done. Without a horse, still cowboys. And with them, we are one.
That is
Thanks
great.
For having That's me, great. Gary. Bobby, appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it so much. And we look forward to seeing you down the trail, my friend. Thank you very much.
Very good. Keep your chin
tight.
Thank you.
When we come back, Bobby and I'll be wrapping things up for the Campfire Cafe. Eli Barcy, John Cunningham, Prairie Skies, and they were one of the acts at Rendezvous 2017. Bobby, it was really a great, great 3 or 4 days that we had down at Loretta Lynn's Ranch, and all to benefit the Alzheimer's Association and the National Parkinson's Foundation. And I just want to thank a couple of folks real quick. Will Roark, who manages Loretta's Place and has been there for quite some time, was absolutely great to work with, and the office staff there was tremendous. And then couldn't have done this without my volunteers, Susie Holcomb and Ruth Pyle and Jane Sykes. And Ruth and Jane came all the way from Illinois to come and be volunteers for this event. So we certainly want to thank them. And of course, our great vendors that were there, and all of the fantastic performers that came and donated their time as well. So we could not have done this without each and every one of them. And we certainly appreciate that. So anyway, it was a good event and a beautiful venue, and folks that were there already asked about coming back, and folks that weren't said, I'm sorry, I missed it. And so anyway, it was a great time. We'll look for you next time.
Yes, we really want to be there.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and for good cause. So anyway, Anything going on with Out West that we need to talk about?
Well,
Writer's Block Radio Show.
Yes, tonight it's all West for me today, this particular Thursday, with Mark this morning, and then tonight on the Writer's Block, Doug Figgs will be joining us. Doug has been a guest on Campfire Cafe a couple of times, and the Writer's Block, we talk to writers of all kinds, including songwriters. And so Doug joins us tonight on latalkradio.com, and then go to Channel 2 and find the Writer's Block. We are live 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, of course, podcasts are always available. And you can also find all of the podcasts for the Writer's Block on iTunes just by searching the Writer's Block Radio Show. And I also post links to all of the shows, both Campfire Cafe and the Writer's Block, on our website, scvoutwest.com. And you can find all of that under the events and entertainment section. And then June 23rd, the Hot Texas Swing Band come into town, and tickets are moving fairly quickly. We're very excited about that. Earlier today, Gary, during the show, when you had to mute me, it was because our phone was ringing and people were calling in to get tickets.
Hot Texas Swing Band, great.
It's going to be really, really great fun. So that's the next one up on our concert series coming in. And, of course, it's Father's Day is around the corner, and if you're looking for a great gift for Dad, I'm going to take a moment and plug Rock Mount Ranchwear's shirt collection, and you can see everything on our website, again, at scvoutwest.com, and go to Men's Apparel and Rock Mount Ranchwear Collection, and we've got everything, dress shirts and prints and plaids and embroideries, and you name it, we got it for Dad. So check us out.
All right, be sure and check out Out West. And place your order for Dad. Hey, I forgot. I wanted to thank, while I'm thanking folks, and I forgot to thank these people, but they were very important. Devin O'Day with WSM Radio and her show Nashville Today. And Devin listens to this show, and I appreciate that very much. They had us visiting for an hour to talk about that. And we had Mickey Daniel and Stephanie Lane that joined me for that show on WSM Radio, and then Bill Cody, Coffee Country, and Cody invited us. And so thanks to Charlie Matow and Bill Cody for their kindness in allowing us to be on to talk about Rendezvous 2017. So thanks to our friends at WSM 650 in Nashville. And that was also simulcast on Heartland TV on Thursday morning on the Coffee Country and Cody show. So a lot of folks helping to make our event successful this year, and we appreciate each and every one, and we look for you and Jim next year. Any closing thoughts, Bobby?
I have one. Martin Luther King Jr. is the author of this. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase.
That's an interesting thought. That is just take that first step. We step out into life not knowing what it holds for us, but you got to take that first step. So great closing thought. Always great to have you with us. For our audience around the world, we appreciate you listening, and we remind you that on Sunday morning you can listen to Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. It goes at 9 a.m., and then you can listen to the archive podcast anytime, and of course be back with us next Thursday at noon Central Time for more of the Campfire Cafe, and we'll be followed next week by Saddle Up America. And as always, we thank you for listening. If you climb into the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world on your mobile phone and streaming live online and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. And we'll close this out today with another great song from Doris and Mike Merritt, and it's called May the Good Lord Take a Liking to You. Have a great week.
May the good Lord take a liking to ya. May he spread his blessings on your trail. May he be your guide anywhere you ride, and be always your host when you're needing him most. May May the good Lord take a liking to ya. May your prayers for comfort never fail. And till someday you make a dream come true, with the making you've nothing to do. It's 'cause the good Lord has taken a liking to you. May the good Lord take a liking to ya. May he ride beside you all the way. May he be your pal in your life's corral, and be part of your team when you lasso a dream. May the good Lord take a liking to ya. May your wishes never go astray. And if someday you find a love that's true, with the finding you've nothing to do, it's 'cause the good Lord has taken a liking to you. On your trail, may he be your guide anywhere you ride, and be always your host when you're needing him most. May the good Lord take a liking to ya. May your prayers for comfort never fail. And till someday you make a dream come true, with the making you've nothing to do, it's 'cause a good